Less than 24 hours after Rainbow Street banners were hung to celebrate Pride Month in Langford, 5 were defaced and had to be removed. The damaged banners, believed to be vandalized in the early morning hours Friday, were immediately replaced by city staff. The vandalism was reported to West Shore RCMP and Langford bylaw officers. The cost to replace the banners was $800, said Langford Cowan. Kimberly Geary, who wrote in a social media post that she was incredibly saddened, but honestly more furious about the vandalism. Hate has no place in our city. Geary said in an interview Friday that the message of hate is troubling. We want all residents to feel safe, feel at home and feel celebrated, said Geary, who suspects only a few individuals are responsible. This year, Langford increased its Pride banners at the City Center Fountain and along Goldstream Avenue from Jacqueline Road to Veterans Memorial Parkway. The city is also flying Pride flags at City Hall, the main fire hall and at Starlight Stadium, where the Pacific FC soccer team will play a Pride match to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community on July 22. Geary said rainbow lighting has been installed at the Langford station, where food trucks, retail kiosks and live music have been set up for the spring and summer months, and the city is planning a Pride-themed event sometime over the summer. Other councillors also expressed disappointment over the vandalism. Cowan. Keith Yakucha called it completely disgusting, while Cowan. Colby Harder described it as a display of bigotry in Langford. Harder had earlier praised the banners. No matter the month, everyone deserves to feel safe and empowered to be their truest selves, Harder said in a social media post. We have come a long way, but I know there's so much more to do and that these flags are just the start. Geary had also felt thrilled about Langford increasing its visible support for the LGBTQ+ community in Langford after seeing banners go up. In the past, our family has admittedly felt disconnected in Langford, she said on Twitter. I feel like we are on a path towards more connections within the West Shore LGBTQIA2S+ community and fellow allies. Dee Kloster at TimesColonist.com. ){... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.